Scientists have found a way to produce large numbers of living entities that resemble very early human embryos. The step is being hailed as a big advance in the study of human development. It also raises questions about where to draw the line in manufacturing synthetic human life. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has more.
Imagine lab dishes churning out microscopic clumps of human cells, balls of cells that look a lot like very early human embryos. That's what Zhenping Fu is doing at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
The embryonic-like structures we are generating in the lab, they are very similar to, they resemble a portion of the human embryo, the core of the early human embryo.
They're made out of human stem cells. Fu isn't the first scientist to start coaxing stem cells into becoming embryoids, as some scientists call them, but Fu figured out how to make lots of them really fast.
So this new system allows us to achieve a superior efficiency to generate this human embryo-like structures. Therefore, it's an exciting new milestone for this emerging field.
Fu says he can generate hundreds of embryoids in just a few days. But why? Why would anyone want to make lots of living things that look a lot like human embryos?
So such human embryo-like structures have a lot of potential to open what we call the so-called black box of human development.
That's the first few weeks after a sperm fertilizes an egg, when the embryo is hidden inside a woman's body, and scientists aren't allowed to study them in their labs for ethical reasons.
During this period, many miscarriages can happen, and serious birth defects can form.
So Fu hopes his embryoids will help scientists find new ways to prevent those problems by studying the earliest stages of embryonic development, and do other things, like use these embryoids to test drugs to make sure they're safe for pregnant women to take.
So such research can lead to a lot of good.
Other scientists agree.
It's a major advance in the knowledge of early human development.
Ali Brevenlew is an embryologist at the Rockefeller University in New York.
We're opening up windows to an aspect of development that we had never seen before. This knowledge is really the holy grail of human embryology.
But this sort of thing is tricky. Fu's walking a really thin line here. Insu Hien is a bioethicist at Case Western Reserve University. He says Fu has done the right thing by making sure his synthetic embryos aren't getting too close to actual human embryos.
The team needs to be very careful not to model all aspects of the developing human embryo so that they can avoid the concern that this embryo model could one day become a baby if you put it in the womb.
Because that would set off all kinds of alarm bells about mass-producing human life and experimenting on human embryos. Fu says he gets it.
I understand that there may be people sensitive when you see that you can massively produce organized embryonic structures. People will be concerned. I understand that. Yeah, I guess we are pushing the boundary. But I want to make 100% clear that we have no intention trying to generate a synthetic structure look like a complete human embryo. So we have zero intention to do that.
But if someone took this technology and did try to go further, Daniel Solmacy, a Georgetown University bioethicist, says that possibility conjures up some disturbing scenarios.
That would be sort of like a very early sort of Frankenstein model, right? Taking different parts and stitching them together in order to try to create an organism. If somebody tried to do it and it were even at the earliest stages of embryonic development, and they tried to then let it develop further, that would be a problem.
So the International Society for Stem Cell Research is planning to revise its guidelines for how far scientists should be allowed to go in creating human embryo models from human stem cells. Rob Stein, NPR News.